Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Ishan?
This is she. How you doing, Tina?
Oh, hey, I'm great. I didn't forget about you. I got stuck on a call that took a little longer than expected. I was just going to text you and say, like, Ishan, I didn't forget. But
no
I'm glad that you
no
called back.
At
That's
all.
Awesome. Yeah. I have a question, though. Earlier when I sent you the notification about the payment failing, we got a text message back that said, stop the notifications via text message, but it was from that other number. Is that number still associated with the company?
What number?
It's showing 512-587-8211, but then it's also showing 512-587-1310.
Now, you could do 512. That still is. That's associated. But the 8211, we didn't give that to nobody, but I don't know how anybody could text you from that because I think that goes to something else. But I don't think they released
that
number,
though. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
So do you think somebody at the 512-587-130 replied stop? Like, should we stop sending the text messages?
No, you can still text
me. Okay,
they probably just didn't know
what
it was. They probably didn't know who it is, and I'll tell them.
Okay, thank you. That's what I just wanted to double check because I had to kind of go in and unblock it earlier to send you that text, and then I just saw it's blocked again, and I'm like, oh, the company thinks that like it's not okay, but I knew yours was a different number, so I knew it didn't come from you.
Well, that's my
you know?
Number. No, no.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll have that unblocked, and then for that $29 payment, you said that there's a new card, right?
Yeah, some idiot decided that he wanted to play in my account, so just other people that just like to do ugly stuff.
Yeah,
so,
did the bank take care of all of it, or?
Yeah, they did. They did. And they
good.
Caught it before I did. I started getting
I love
all these
that.
Alerts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the banks are good at that stuff. It's scary when that happens, though, but I'm glad that they caught it. So is it still the same billing address on the new card?
Idiot.
I have 3120 Southwest. Okay. And then I'm ready
no,
for
no,
the number.
No, that's not it. I'm sorry. Nope,
okay.
That's not it.
No problem. So then let's do the updated billing address first.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I'll be right there. You give me what you're saying right there. Not at all. You want, hold on 1 second, Tina. I'm ready.
Sure. No problem.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay. So we're going to do the billing address first or the card number first?
You tell me. I'm ready for whatever you need.
Let's do the billing address since I'm on the address field.
Okay. It is 18704 Expedition Trail, Jonestown, Texas, 78645.
I remember you had that one on there in the past at some time, at some point, and then we must have changed
this
it.
Call
okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Oh,
sorry about
did
that.
You hit that button on your
my,
yeah,
my
I do just, that sometimes too when I'm talking. So
18704
Expedition Trail, Jonestown, 78645, correct?
All right.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. The card number is 4259-0900.
Got it.
2092-6904.
Okay. The third set you said was 2092, correct?
Yes.
And then 6904?
That's correct.
Excellent. Okay. And then the expiration date?
Expiration date is 0729.
Okay. And then the code?
And then the code is 826.
826. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to store this new information and get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Okay, mm-hmm. That one worked. I got the green light for you, so you're all set. So thank you so much for taking care of that, and I do have the SMS messages enabled again, so you'll continue to receive the text messages as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Perfect. Okay, and have a great rest of your week too, Ishan.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.